really didn't know that much about Troy. Well, until my senior year when I do a lot of driving around and school teaching, and now that I'm living off campus, because I do most of my shopping and stuff at home and do it on occasion, I'm staying to.
I tell you what, you almost lose me here for as small as it is. Because sometimes we be out riding, going to one shopping center to the other, and my husband takes a shortcut. And he runs through some of those little short streets, and I don't even know it's there. I wonder where am I?
When you're traveling on a highway, and you look up, and you see a place where railroad tracks run across the highway, or another highway runs across, what do you call those? You've gone under and
turn.
Okay?
Turn.
Do you call those underpasses?
Underpass.
How do you usually park your car on the street? If you were going to pull up into the driveway, like I'm parked out there on the street?
I always, if it's a one-way street, I hit the car with the other way. I was parked the one way. Mm-hmm. And if it's a two-way street, then I get as close. If I'm going right, I park to the right side of the road. If I'm going left, I park to the left side. Mm-hmm.
What kind of parking do you do? Where you're not in rows, but you're in a long line, and there's a car here and a car here.
That's parallel park.
Okay. What do you call those things that the firemen will hook up the fire hoses to? They're about this high, and they're painted red. Some places they're over different spots in your neighborhood.
Hydrant? That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. When you're in big cities, rather than just parking like on the square like you do downtown, you might have to go in a building up several levels, and you may be parked way up on the 8th level. What are the name of those large buildings where you have to go in and park?
Parking lot.
What are the tallest and the largest buildings here in Troy? Would they be downtown?
I believe the tallest building, the tallest store or building here right in Troy would be Rosenberg when it was downtown. In fact, that's the only two-story store we had downtown. Mm. The only store that we had were the first and second floor in downtown. You take those up, we got several stores that you go up. I used to work at Fort Brooklyn, and I stopped by different stores, you know, and you could walk up the little stair, but they had a second floor. But Rosenberg is the only store that we've ever had here at the second floor. Yeah, I've always wondered, you know, whenever I hear the new store coming to town, I've often wondered, maybe our town is not big enough. Why we didn't get some of those big department stores, like Penny's are.
Yeah, it surprised me that Penny's went into Enterprise.
I know, well, they got that army base down.
Maybe that's it.
But you know, those big department stores like that, I guess they have to have a lot of business to be able to operate. But you'd be surprised to know the business that those people are taking out of these little towns to operate somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I just have often wondered and hoped that we would get something like a department store here that maybe you could just use that store for your whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we get a lot of interest here, but it's always, well, I guess it depends on which kind of people.
Yeah.
Like Big K is not right in town, but Big K and TPY really is the two largest stores that I know of around now. And they are in the shopping center. have a lot of different merchandise. And then when you start to think about it, you can go to these stores and buy merchandise just as good as you can get out of these big department stores. But the point of it is, I feel the reason you have to pay so much for what you get out of these stores, you know, a lot of times you're buying...